Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Chagiga Daf Tes. The Mishnah over here discusses the din of Tashlumin, and the Mishnah says that someone who did not bring a Chagiga the first day of Yontif, he could be mashlum the rest of Yontif, or even the last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres as well. Over haregel v'loy chog, eini chayech b'achri yusoy, and then Reb Shimon ben Menasseh says, an aver which cannot be fixed up is one who brings a mamzer to this world, like he explains, because any other aver one can fix it. If someone stole, he could give back the gneva, but once one brings a mamzer into the world, it cannot be undone. Now there's an interesting machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How to explain to Reb Shimon ben Menasseh what exactly this means, that haba ala erva v'hil mimeno mamzer is meuvas shein nayuchal liitakin. Rashi says, "Dir maschal v'hil mamzer shehiv yipsulim b'Yisrael v'yehei zikarin la'avoynoi l'fikach ein avoynoisav nimchokim b'tshuva." Since he brought a apostle into this world, there's a lasting remembrance for his avera. That is a reason why he will not be able to do tshuva on this chet. So according to Rashi, Me'uvas She'ina Yuchal Le'Takin means that he's not able to get a kapara for his Avera. That's caused by the fact that there's a mamzer left in this world. And again we see like this in Rashi, Dira Maschal V'Yitakin, Reb Shimon ben Menasseh compares this to Geneva and Gzela, there you could give it back. So Rashi says over there, V'Yitakin V'Yehei Misukin Min Hachet. There, since he gave back the Geneva, he could get a kapara for his Avera. So what we're discussing over here is whether is it shaykh to get a kapara or not for his chet. Tosfos, however, in Dibur Maschal Zehabal Le'Ervo, says a different pshat in the Gemara. He says, Habal Le'Ervo Tvei Bushosei Nikir Shehamamzer Nira Le'Olam Aval Shar Averis Veitzeach V'Gazlin Ein Edov Lefonov. What we're stressing over here is whether it's Bushosei Nikir, whether he's able to get rid of his embarrassment. Is there going to be something lasting in the world to remind everyone of his Avera? Once a mamzer is born, there's no way he could get rid of that. There's a lasting reminder for his Avera, as opposed to Geneva and Gzela, where he can give it back. Tosfos makes no mention whether one has a kapara for his chet. That doesn't seem to be the issue, according to Tosfos. When we say Me'uvas She'ina Yuchal Litakin, we want to know, is it possible to remove any remembrance of his Avera or not? According to Tosfos, we do not have to say this chiddush, that Rashi was mechadish that one cannot possibly get a kapara for being bar la'erva v'hilev mimenu mamzer. Rashi holds there's no such a thing as tshuva for that avera. According to Tosfos, we can say that one can do tshuva even for this avera, and that's not what we're talking about in the Mishnah. Me'uvas she'ina yuchal litakin just means that one cannot get rid of all remembrances of his avera. Now if we take a look at the Gemara on the bottom of Testament Beis, Reb Shimon ben Menasseh over there says that even if one did not father a mamzer, but if one was ba'al ishes ish, and through that made her usher to her husband, that's also mu'uvah she'ina yuchal l'takein. And the lashon over there is, ha'ba'al ishes ish, va'usher le'ba'alo, nitrad min ha'olam. Rashi over there in Dibur Maschal, nitrad min ha'olam, he says, ein lo yoid tshuva, lefi she'asa davar she'ein lo refuah. There again, Rashi says clearly, that what it means to say is that one cannot do tshuva, because his Avera brought a result which cannot be undone. The Lashon over there really fits well with Shitas Rashi. The Lashon is Nitrad Min Ha'olam. That's mashma that what we're dealing with is when whether one can do tshuva or not. Tosfos L'Chari would explain over there as well that what it means, Me'uvas She'ina Yuchal L'Takein, that there's a constant reminder to his Avera that this woman will always remain Asur to her husband. That's not something which can be undone. And if we take a look at the Tosfos HaRosh over there on Testament Beis, we see clearly that there are two mahalchim, that there's machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. He quotes Rashi that says that Einoi Nimchak b'tshuva, since he made the woman usher to her husband, he cannot do tshuva on that avera. And the Tosfos of Rosh argues. He says, V'loi nehira, the ein lecha dover sha'eimed mipnei ha'tshuva. We don't find any avera which tshuva does not work for it. And therefore included in this klal is even this avera, where a woman became usher to her husband, one can do tshuva for the avera. What does it mean, Me'uvas She'ina Yuchal L'Takein, She'bushosai V'kloinoi Nizkar Lo'olam? There's a lasting remembrance to his Avera, that which this woman will always be Osar to her husband. This Tosfos that's brought in the Tosfos HaRosh fits very well with the Tosfos that we have on Amud Aleph that learns like this as well. Lagabi a mamzer, he does not stress that the person does not have tshuva. What he does stress is that the busha is nikar la'ilam, but Einech Hanami Tosfos will hold that one can do tshuva even if he was bar ala erva vehevi mamzer la'ilam. Now the Siach Yitzchok on this Rashi on Amud Aleph, which says Ein avoy noisav nimchakim betshuva, he asks from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, the sugi over there is talking about a child who is a mamzer who hit or cursed his father, and he's chayiv misa. Even a child who's a mamzer, the father is considered his father, and he's chayiv misa for hitting him or for cursing him. And the Gemara over there asks Akasha, how could we be mechayiv him misa for cursing his father? Obviously, his father is a rasha. The father brought a mamzer into the world through a bira asura. And if the father is a rasha, the din is that someone who's mekalal a rasha is potter. We learn this from the pasuk v'nasi ba'amcha loisar, and we darshin ba'oisei maisa amcha. One is only mechuyev misa for cursing someone who's doing maisa amcha, acting like a yid, and not a rasha. And therefore the Gemara asks, how could we say that a ben mamzer is mechuyev misa for cursing his father if his father is a rasha? And that the Gemara answers that we're talking about a case where the father did tshuva already from that avera. So he is now considered oisei maisa amcha. And that the Gemara continues and asks from Reb Shimon ben Menasya, eizem uvas shela yuchal litakein zehabala erva v'haylin memenu mamzer. The Gemara understands this to mean, l'chayra, that one cannot do tshuva on that avera. On this, the Gemara answers, hashtomiya oisa maisa amcha. Now, nevertheless, he's acting like amcha, and therefore the son is mechuyev misa. Rashi explains, hoyl vishtov, oisa maisa amcha hu. Since he did tshuva, he is doing maisa amcha. V'nehi nami da'avoyna golui v'nizkar, kol zman shemamzer kayom, miyumi tshuva ve'elach, bechlal oisa maisa amcha hu. And the Siach Yitzchak understands that Rashi over there really holds that one can do tshuva even for this chet of being ba'ala erva v'hilir remenu mamzer. And Rashi is explaining the teretz of the Gemara that once one does tshuva, he's called maisa amcha because one really does have a kapara for his avera. And now, which Rav Shimon ben Menasya said that it's muva sheina yuchal l'takein, it just means that avoinoi golo even nizkar lakol, that's the lashon of Rashi over there, which is very similar to the lashon of Tosfos over here. And based on that Rashi in Yevamos, the Siach Yitzchak wants to learn that Rashi over here by us, when he says, Ein avay noisev nimchakim b'tshuva, it does not mean that one does not have a kapara if he does tshuva. Really, he does have kapara with tshuva. It just means that tshuva will not get rid of the mamzer, and therefore this person will always have busha, which is the way Tosfos and Harsugya learned. And the Siach Yitzchak quotes, B'shem Asefer B'nei Shmuel, who learns that there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Harsugya, not like the Siach Yitzchak. And the Bnei Shmuel explains, Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi because of this klal of Ein Lecha Dover She'emid B'Pnei HaTshuva. And therefore, even this Avero also will have Tshuva, and that's why Tosfos learned that it's only an issue of Busha. And the Siach Yitzchak says, no, Rashi really is masking to this. Even Rashi, when he says, Ein Avanosev Nimchakim, he can mean like this as well. However, like we mentioned, Rashi on Amud Beis says clearly again that Me'uva She'en Yuchal L'Takim means Ein Loi Oid Tshuva. Rashi over there in the case where the woman became usher to her husband, Rashi says clearly, since we cannot get rid of the result of his actions, therefore the person does not have tshuva for his avera. And like we see clearly in the Tosfos Arash, there is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi over there says that the issue is tshuva, and the Tosfos Arash argue the issue is the busha. And when the Hagois on the Tosfos Arash over here in Chagiga, he points out that there's machlokes Rashi and the Tosfos Arash l'shitasayu in Yevamos Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Kosha Einsham Shal Midos, Mi Einsham Shal Arayis. That in certain ways, Midos, in other words, dishonesty of weights and measures, that is worse than Arayis, because Arayis is Efshar B'Tshuva, and Midos is Efshar B'Tshuva. Rashi over there explains that Midos, dishonesty with weights and measures, someone who's a storekeeper and he stole from so many people, he cannot possibly return everything that he stole. And even though we find a Gemara that says that if one stole from the rabbim, so yasa behem tzorchi rabbim, he should use his money for public needs, which will benefit many people, but still Rashi says, lav tshuva mal yasahi, that's still not a complete tshuva. However, arayis yesh lo tshuva. Rashi says, kol zman shlo yhoilin mamzer, yifrei shemena v'yischarit. If a mamzer was not yet born, one can separate from the woman that he was usher to and have charota and do tshuva. Rashi's mashma that once a mamzer is born, then one no longer can do tshuva, his aver will not get a kapara. And the Tosfos of Rosh over there argues on Rashi as well. He says, "Ein lecha davar sha'im l'pnei ha'tshuva." Even if one fathered a mamzer, one can still do tshuva. And he says, even though we know Mu'uva she'ein yuchal l'takein is referring to habala erva v'hilim memenu mamzer, it does not mean that one doesn't have tshuva. It just means he cannot get rid of the mamzer, and his busha will always be left. So this Rashi and Tosfos fit very well l'shita sayu. Now that which the Siach Yitzchok asked from the Rashi in Yevam Mischav Beis Amid Beis, there we saw the Gemara says that one is not mechuyev misa for being mekal la rasha, and a ben mamzer who's mekal his father after the father did tshuva, the son is mechuyev because it is called oisei maise amcha after tshuva. And Rashi seemed to say that after one does tshuva, even though his aver is goloi v'nisker lakol, but still the father is considered oisei maise amcha. The Siach Yitzchok understood Rashi to mean that he does have a complete tshuva, but his aver is goloi v'nisker, the busha is still there. However, after we see Rashi in Ersugyo on Testament Beis, as well as Rashi in Yevam Mischof Aleph on Med Aleph, Rashi clearly holds that one cannot do tshuva for this chet. We'll have to be matchik over there, that when Rashi says his avera is goloi v'nizkor lakol, Rashi means that therefore that's a reason why he does not have a full tshuva. And even though we're calling him oisei maisei amcha, since right now he is being noig properly, and he feels bad, he's mischared for his avera, even though his avera does not have a complete kapara, but from this point, when he goes through the process of tshuva, we can now consider him an oisei maisei amcha. Now we'll begin the Gemara. The Gemara brings the mekor to the din of tashlumin. If one was not makriv his karban chagiga the first day of Yontif, he has tashlumin for the rest of Yontif, the rest of the 7 days. The Gemara brings an additional pasuk to tell us that even the 8th day of Sukkot, even though it's really a separate yontif, but one can be mekayim his tashlumin on the 8th day as well. Either we learn it from the pasuk of Atzeres, we learn Atzeres of Shmini Atzeres from Atzeres of Pesach. The Brisa has a different drasha from the pasuk b'chodesh hashvi tachigu. From there we learn that even the 8th day of Sukkot has tashlumin. This is all agabi the chagiga, and the Rishonim over here in the Bartanura, in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, as well as Tosfos and Daf Beis Amud Aleph as well, in the Ramaschot Tashlumin, they all say that the din of Tashlumin is also negea by the Oilas Ri'iya. We learn from the Shalmi Chagiga to the Oilas Ri'iya that there also there's a din of Tashlumin. And there's Machoikas Amiroyim, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Ishiya, how does the Tashlumin work over here? Rabbi Yechanan says that the rest of the days are Tashlumin Derishain, and Rabbi Ishiya says Tashlumin Zelazeh. My binayu, the Gemara says, Chigar b'yam Rishon v'nispashay b'yam Hasheni. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that the rest of the days are tashlumin for Yom Rishon, since the first day he was loichazi, therefore he'll be potter the rest of the days as well. According to Rabbi Ishiya, that kulan tashlumin zelazeh, so afagav de loichazi b'rishon, chazi b'sheni. Now, kepshuta, we would understand, in Shitas Rabbi Ishiya, that tashlumin zelazeh, that what it means to say is that all days are equal. The mitzvah is to bring a chagiga on one day of Yontif. If he brings it the first day, he's yoytze his chiyuv, the rest of the days he does not have to bring it. If he did not bring it the first day, he has to bring it one of the other days. But kipshutai, the chiyuv is not on one day any more than any other day. However, if we take a look in Rashi, Rashi says now like this. Rashi in Divar HaMaschel, Kulam Tashlumen Zelazeh, he says, Ein lecha yoyim bahem, she'ein chayvosai, teluya boi ba'atzmai, lemi shalai nira v'yomim shalafonov. Every day can have an independent chiyuv, not dependent on any other day. If the previous day he was loinire, in other words, if he was a chiger, or for some other reason he did not have the mitzvah, he was potter from the mitzvah, so the next day when he is nire, he does become a chiyuv, and his chiyuv is not dependent on the previous day. Even though the previous day he was potter, now that he is nire, he is roi for the mitzvah, the chiyuv could be chal. And like Rashi continues, the yom rishon shehu nira lahavi ikar l'didei. The first day that he is ready for the mitzvah, that becomes his ikar chiyuv. The yomim shela'achar of tashlumin loy. If he was not mekayim his chiyuv on the first day which he was ready, then he has tashlumin one of the other days. He could make up for that ikar chiyuv which was chal on him that first day which he was ready. Rashi is clearly learning that even in Rabbi Ishiya, there is a concept of an ikar chiyuv and a tashlumin for the ikar chiyuv. It's not just that one can do the mitzvah any one of the 7 days, and that they're all equal. There's an ikar chiyuv and there's a tashlumin. The only chiluk between Rabbi Ishiya and Rabbi Yechanan is that Rabbi Yechanan holds always the first day, that's the ikar. That's when the chiyuv is chal on him, And if he wasn't makarvin on that first day, then the rest of the days are tashlumin. And therefore, if he's not roi for the chiyuv to be chal on him, for example, he's a chiger, then it will not be chal one of the other days, because all the other days are not the ikar chiyuv, they're only tashlumin for the first day. Reb Oishya holds also that there's an ikar chiyuv and a tashlumin for the ikar chiyuv. But when is the ikar chiyuv? The first day which he is roi, that becomes the ikar chiyuv. So if day number one he's roi, the chiyuv is chal on that day, and the rest of the days are tashlumin for yom rishon. If yom rishon he's not roi, the ikar chiyuv cannot be chal. Then if on yom sheni it could be chal, he is roi, so that becomes the ikar chiyuv, and the rest of the days are tashlumin for the ikar day, which is day number two, and so on and so forth. So the only chilek between Rabbi Ishi and Rabbi Yechanan is that according to Rabbi Yechanan, day number one has to be the ikar, and the rest of the days are tashlumin. According to Rabbi Ishiya, the ikar could be on any day which it's right for his chiyuv to be chal. Once his chiyuv is chal, then the rest of the days become a tashlumin for that day which the chiyuv was originally chal on. Now why did Rashi learn like this? Clearly Rashi held that even in Rabbi Ishiya there's a concept of tashlumin over here. That's the lashon of Rabbi Ishiya. Rabbi Ishiya says, "Kulan tashlumin zelazet," that there's a concept of an ikar chiyuv and the rest of the days are tashlumin. Therefore Rashi explained, like we said, that the chiyuv could be chal on any day which he's roi, and then from then on, that day becomes the ikar, and the rest of the days are tashlumin. And Rabbi Ishiya didn't want to say that all the days are equal as long as he brings the chagiga on any one of the 7 days he's yaitzeh, because he understood the drasha of the pasuk, that on one hand it says, I say that there's one ikar chiyuv, there's one day which is the main chiyuv. On the other hand, we have the pasuk of Shivas Yomim tells us it didn't tashlumin. Rabbi Ishiya is also maskim that this means to say that there's one ikar chiyuv, and the rest of the days are a geder of tashlumin. Like we said, the only difference is that Rabbi Ishiya holds that the ikar chiyuv could be chal on any day, not just day number one. Now the Rishash on Daf Zayin Amud Beis points out on Rashi over there, Diber Maschel B'Yontif Einoy Bois. Rashi over there is explaining Shitas Beis Hillel, that even Beis Hillel holds Nedarim V'Nedavos Ein Kraven B'Yontif. An oilo or a shlam of a neder or a nedava cannot be brought on Yontif. The only thing that could be brought is an oilas ri'iyah and a shal mi'chagiga. And Rashi over there says, afa pisha yesh lehem tashlumin, even though these oilas ri'iyah and shal mi'chagiga could be brought a different day, it does not have to be dafka the first day of Yontif, still ikar mitzvosin b'yoyim rishoin, the ksiv v'chagoysam oisoi, b'yoyim rishoin mashma. Still, one is allowed to bring them on Yontif, they're doicha Yontif, because the ikar mitzvah is to bring them on the first day of Yontif, and the other days are begeder tashlumin. And the Rishash over there points out that l'chayra, this fits well with Shitas Rabbi Yechanan, that the ikar chiyuv is the first day and the rest of the days are tashlumin. But what about if you hold like Rabbi Ishiya? Rabbi Ishiya l'chayra holds that it's not begeder tashlumin, the ikar chiyuv could be on any day. And if so, the kasha is, why should the oilas ri'iyah and the shal mi'chagiga be doicha Yontif? If it could be brought on any day, even on Chol HaMoed, why should it be different than Nedarim and Nedavos, which are not brought on Yontif? And the Rishash answers that he says that based on Rashi and Er Sugya, it fits very well. Even Rabbi Ishiya also holds that the first day that one is ready to bring a carbon, he's ready to have the mitzvah, that becomes the Ikar day, he's supposed to l'chatchila bring it on that day, and the rest of the days are only together tashlumin. So therefore, someone is not a chiger, he's ready to do the mitzvah on the first day of Yontif, he should bring it, he should bring his Eilas Ri'iyah and his Shal Mi'chagiga, and it's Doicha Yontif, because if he will bring it the rest of the days, that's only begeder Tashlumin, it's better to bring it on the day where his Ikar Chiyuv was Chal. And the Rishash over here as well, on Daf Tes, he says, why did Rashi not explain Kepshutai, that according to Rabbi Ishiya, all days are equal, it's not begeder Tashlumin? Rishash tells us to look at what he wrote on Zayin Amud Beis, and Rishash seems to mean that this is the Raya of Rashi, to explain Rabbi Ishiya that it is begeder of Tashlumin, because if not, it will be shver on Rabbi Ishiya. Why should the Eilas Ri'iyah and the Shal Mi'chagiga be Deiche Yontif if it could be brought equally on any day? Therefore, Rashi explained that even according to Rabbi Ishiya, the Ikar Chiyuv is Chal on the first day which he's Roi, and therefore he could bring it even on Yontif because that's the Ikar Chiyuv. Now, Tosis over here, in Dibur Maschot Tashlumin Zelazeh, Tosis makes an important point. He quotes the Gemara on Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph, which says that even Chag HaShvuos has Tashlumin for 7 days. We learn this out from Chag HaMatzos, just like Pesach has Tashlumin, Shvuos also has Tashlumin. Even though the Yontif is over after the first day, one still has another 6 days that he could still be Makar of the Korban Chagiga. And Tosfos points out that here L'chayre it would surely not make sense to say Tashlumin Zeh L'zeh. Since the second day is already Chol, then surely it would make sense to say, like Rabbi Yochanan, that all the rest of the days are Tashlumin for Yom Rishon. The Chiv is really only on the first day, when it's really Yontif. If one did not bring it on Yontif, he could bring it the rest of the days, the other 6 days, even though Yontif is over already, because that's Tashlumin for the first day. But if the Chiv was never Chal on the first day, like if he was a Chiger the first day, it would not make sense to say that the Chiv could be Chal the next 6 days if it's Chol Gomor. And therefore, Tosis wants to say that here, Likuli Alma, it's a gather of Tashlum Liyam Risha, and even Rabbeisha would be maskim to this. And as Fasemes, later on in Daf Yud Zayin, he asks this as a kasha. He says, if we learn out Tashlumin of Shavuos from Tashlumin of Pesach, and the Tashlumin of Pesach, according to Rabbeisha, is Kulan Tashlumin Zela Zeh, then how would it make sense to say that we learn Tashlumin for Chag HaShavuos as well, if over there it's a whole different gather? If Shavuos, it cannot possibly be a gather of Tashlumin Zela Zeh, it's going to have to be a different gather, like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Kulan Tashlumin de Rishon. How could one make such a limud where the two different mitzvahs have two different gedarim entirely? In the Chayr, the way we explained Badas Rashi, this kasha is not Shver Bechlal. Because according to the way Rashi explained Badas Rabbi Ishiya, there are two different details in the din of Tashlumin. The first din is that the Iker Chiyav could be Chal on the first day, and if it cannot be Chal on the first day, it's able to be Chal one of the rest of the days. And there's an additional din, that whenever this Iker Chiv may be Chal, the rest of the days have a din Tashlumin for that Iker Chiv. This is the way it works on Pesach and Sukkot. Since there's 7 days of Yontif or 8 days of Yontif, the Chiv could be Chal either on the first day, or it could be Chal on one of the subsequent days. And there's also a din Tashlumin after the day it was Chal, the rest of the days could be Tashlumin for that original Iker Chiv. However, when we learn from Pesach to Shavuos, then Einech and Amni, we just learn one din. We learn the din Tashlumin, which says that once the Iker Chiv is Chal, then there are another 6, or for Sukkot there's another 7 days, which are Tashlumin for that Iker Chiv. That's the din that we learn to Shavuos as well, that when the Iker Chiv is Chal on the Yontif of Shavuos, one still has 6 days to be Mashlim, he has Tashlumin for that Iker Chiv. But Einech and Amni, on Shavuos, if one was not Roy, if he was a Chiger on the Yontif of Shavuos, and then the day after Shavuos, he's Nispashit, he's now Roy for the Mitzvah, then surely the Iker Chiv will not be Chal. It would not make sense to say that the Iker Chiv could be Chal on a Yom Chol. So in other words, according to Rashi, it's not the pshat that the Geder of Tashlumin on Shavuos is totally different than the Geder of Pesach and Sukkot. Rather, there are two aspects that we learn in the Pasha of Tashlumin, and we are only learning one of them, which is Negeya on Shavuos as well. We are learning the concept of Tashlumin, that after the Iker Chiv is Chal, one still has more days to be Mashlim than Iker Chiv. But Einech and Amni, the second din, the din that we have by Pesach and Sukkot, that if the Iker Chiv was not Chal on the first day because he was not Roy, it could be Chal the second day if he becomes Roy, that obviously is not Negeya Bechlal by Shavuos, since there only is one day of Yontif, afterwards it's Yom Chol, and it would not make sense to say that the Iker Chiv could be Chal on a Yom Chol. Now we saw the Gemara says in Afkamino between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Ishiya about a chiger b'yom Mishayin v'nispashet b'yom Hasheni. Now Tosis over here in Dibur Maschel Kivan Delay Chazi b'Rishayin, he discusses what about if it's the opposite. If the first day of Yontif he was a poshut, he was able to walk and go do the mitzvah, and therefore the chiv was chal on him. However, he was not mekayim the mitzvah yet, and now on the second day he becomes a chiger. Do we say since the Chiv was originally Chal on him on the first day when he was a Poshut, so the Chiv remains, and even though now he's a Chiger, still he's Mechuyiv to bring the Chagigo? Or do we say no, since right now he's a Chiger, he's Potter? Now there are a number of Girsois in the Achronim in how to read Tosfos. The Bach has one Pshat, the Siach Yitzchok, the Turi Evin, they all have different Mahalchim in understanding Tosfos. We'll start with the Turi Evin. The Turi Evin understands Tosfos that his whole suffix is only in Shitas Rabbi Ishiya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's partial to Tosfos that he remains Mechuyiv even though he became a Chiger on the second day. Since the Iker Chiv is the first day and the other days are Tashlumin, so the same way we say that if he's Potter the first day, then he will always remain Potter, so too if he's Mechuyiv the first day, then he will remain Mechuyiv since the other days are Tashlumin for the first day, and he'll have to be bring the Chagiga even though he's a Chiger. Tosfos' two tzadim are only in the Shita of Rabbi Ishiya. Do we say that the Chiv is Chal on the first day, and therefore even the second day he remains Mechuyiv? Or since Rabbi Ishiya holds Kulan Tashlumin Zeh L'Zeh, it has to be that the day that we want to be Mechayiv him he is presently roy to be mechuyev in the mitzvah, and therefore if right now he was a chiger, he'll be potter even if yesterday he was a poshet. The two tzadim of Tosfos are in Shitas Rabbi Yishya. And we could explain what exactly the suffix is based on what we saw with Das Rashi. Rashi understood that even Rabbi Yishya is maskim to the concept of Tashlumin. The only chalik Rabbi Yishya and Rabbi Yechanan is that according to Rabbi Yishya, the Ikar Chiyav could be chal even one of the subsequent days, not necessarily the first day. But once the Ikar Chiyav is chal, the rest of the days have a din of Tashlumin. And if so, according to that tzad, so if the first day he was a poshut, and therefore the Chiyav was chal, the rest of the days are begeder Tashlumin, then the same way according to Rabbi Yechanan, once he became Mechuyiv, he will stay Mechuyiv. The same will be true with Aster Baishia, because there's really no chilek between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Baishia in the case when the first day he was roi for the mitzvah. The kul yam with the ikar chiyav was chal, and the rest of the days are begeder tashlumin. However, perhaps the other tzad of Taisis was to learn not like Rashi, and to learn that Rabbi Baishia is bechal not a geder of tashlumin. Rather, Rabbi Baishia holds that all days are equal. Any day that he is roi to do the mitzvah, he's mechuyiv to do the mitzvah. As long as he was not mekayim yet, even if yesterday he was not roi, but if today he becomes roi, so right now he becomes mechuyiv. And therefore, if according to Rabbi Yishya, each day is independent, and not begeder tashlumin for the previous day, so in this case, when the first day he was a poshut, but since l'maisa the first day did not bring it, now we want to know the second day, is he mechuyiv or not? The second day already he's a chiger. Since each day is independent, we could only be mechayiv him today if right now he's roi, and therefore if he's a chiger, he'll be potter. So according to the Turi Evan, that Tosfos' suffix was Bedas Rabbi Yishya, we could explain the two tzadim of Rabbi Yishya are, do we say like Rashi, that even Rabbi Yishya holds it together of Tashlumin, or do you say like we would have learned the Pashtus of the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yishya it's not together of Tashlumin, rather each day is independent. Now if we take a look at the Bach had a Girsa in Tosfos, that according to Rabbi Yishya, it's Pashtut to Tosfos, that since Tashlumin Zeh L'Zeh, if the first day he was a poshut and the second day he's a chiger, then he's potter. According to Rabbi Yishya, it was poshut to Tosfos, that it has to be that at his present state, he's roi for the mitzvah, because each day is independent. And according to this, it would come out that the Bach understands Bedas Tosfos, that Tosfos is arguing on Rashi. Because like we explained, according to the way Rashi learns Rabbi Yishya, the first day that the chiyav is chal, which in this case, when he was a poshut b'yom rishon, the ikar chiyav was chal on yom rishon, and the rest of the days are together tashlumin, then there would be no chilek between Rabbi Yishya and Rabbi Yechanan in this case. If Tosfos had it sad b'das Rabbi Yechanan, then he remains mechuyev, then the same would be true according to Rabbi Yishya. According to the Bach, it comes out that Tosfos is arguing on Rashi, and he has a different gether in the shita of Rabbi Yishya, and that it's not together tashlumin. Now there's another important point in this Tosfos. The last line of Tosfos, umiyu, if you go not like the Bach changes around the Tosfos, but most Achronim have the Tosfos the way we have it, the Mashah, the Siach Yitzchok. After Tosfos originally had a suffix about the din, where he was Poshut b'yom rishon v'chiger b'yom sheni, whether the suffix was Bedas Rabbi Yechanan or Bedas Rabbi Yishya, but then at the end of Tosfos he introduces a new svara, and Tosfos says, kivan dahashta lav bar chayuva, since right now he's a chiger, the Mashah and the Siach Yitzchak both understand that after Tosfos' original suffix, he has it sad to say that even if you'll hold that really be'etzem there's a chiyuv which has been chal on him, and that chiyuv remains even when he's a chiger. But there's an additional factor over here which will prevent him from being mechuyev and bringing in his chagiga, and that is that he's a lav bar chayuva as far as the bia is concerned. And hayav einu bebia lehavi bahavaha. In other words, since he's potter from riyas ponim, he's not mechuyev to come, then he's also potter from sending his carbon. Anyone who does not have to come does not have to send his carbon as well. In other words, Tosfos held that it's poshut that this chiger is not mechuyev to be oyle beregel to be mekayim riyas ponim. The whole nidin of Tosfos' guest was whether he's mechuyev to send his carbon. Since the first day he became mechuyev in the carbon chagigo and he did not yet bring it, so the chiyuv should remain the second day, even though now he's a chiger and he should have been potter. But once the chiyuv was chal, he remains mechuyev. But as far as the aliyah leregel is concerned, as far as the riyas ponim, that it was poshut to Tosfos that since he's a chiger, he will definitely be potter. And the shaila just was if he should send his carbon with someone else. And that Tosfos says that we have a klal that anyone who's potter from bia is also potter from avo, and that should be a reason on its own to potter him from sending the carbon. And the truth is that there are really two chedushim in this line of Tosfos. Firstly, that which it's pasha to Tosfos, that he's potter from Re'iyas Ponim, this itself is a chiddush, because l'chayr we should have said, since the first day he was a pasha, and it's chal on him b'chiyav, the chiyav is both for Re'iyas Ponim and for the carbon, and even though the second day he became a chiger, but since the first day was the ikar chiyav, the rest of the days are begeder tashlumin, the same way Tosfos is going now, that the chiyav a carbon should remain, even though right now there would be no siba to be mechayiv him, because right now he's a chiger, but once the chiyav was chal, then it remains the rest of the days of tashlumin, and the chayr the same should be true as far as the mitzvah of Re'iyas Ponim. Since he became a chiyav in Re'iyas Ponim the first day, the rest of the days there should be a din tashlumin. This is the pashtus that the din tashlumin is also said on Re'iyas Ponim. We'll see more about this later on in Mirtz Hashem. But Al Kaponim, the pashtus is Re'iyas Ponim itself also has tashlumin, and therefore the chiyav should remain even if later on he becomes a chiger. Tosfos obviously holds that the ptur of chiger from being oyle regel would pater him even if the chiyav was already chal, even though the first day he was a poshut and the chiyav was chal. If l'maisa right now he's a chiger, then he has a ptur, and he definitely has no mitzvah to be oyle regel. And therefore the whole suffix of Tosfos was as far as the carbon, not as far as the Re'iyas Ponim. Now secondly, we see from Tosfos, Tosfos wants to say that since he's not bechlal bio, he also should not be bechlal hava. The Gemara on Daf Daud Amud Beis uses this drasha as far as an oral and a tummy to tell us that since he cannot come to the Azara, he's potter from a carbon. However, an oral and a tummy are not allowed to come into the Azara. Over there, when we say that he's not bechlal bio, means he's aser bebiya. Over there, we dash him from a pasuk that he's also potter from a carbon. Here, Tosfos is using it as far as a chiger who is potter from bia. He's potter from Re'iyas Ponim, and Tosfos wants to say that since he's potter from bia, he's also potter from chagiga. This is a chiddush, and the truth is we mentioned this earlier on Daf Hei. The Chaznish discusses this point, and according to the Chaznish, this is actually a machloikis between the Rambam and a Tosfos in Psachim. Now the Turi Evan over here has an interesting kasha on Tosfos. Like we mentioned, the Turi Evan understood the Iker Sofik of Tosfos is Medaster Baishio, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, the din is definitely true that if he's a Pashit B'yom Rishon, then afterwards when he becomes a Chiga on Yom Sheni, he remains Mechuyiv. And the Turi Evan asks a kasha on Tosfos from the beginning of the Mesechta, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Loshon of the Mishnah, HaKol Chayovim B'Ri'iyo. The Gemara wants to know HaKol HaAsu Yemai. One of the Pshatim of the Gemara is that it's coming to include Chiger B'Yom Rishon V'Nispashit B'Yom Sheni. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that's good if you hold like Rabbi Ishiyo, that Kulan Tashlumin Zelazeh. The Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush that even in this case he's Mechuyiv on the second day when he becomes a Poshut. However, if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that Kulan Tashlumin D'Rishon HaKol La'asu Yemai. And the Turi Evan asks, why did the Gemara not answer? According to Rabbi Yechanan, we could have a different Pshat, that a call is coming to include a case, the opposite, where the first day he was a poshut, and the second day he becomes a chiger. Over there, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Mishnah should tell us that he still remains mechuyev since the chiv was already chal on the first day. Why don't we say that that's what a call is coming to include? And the Turi Evan leaves off with a kasha on Tosfos. He said it's muchach, that this cannot be true. It must be that lekuli alma, that if he becomes a chiger on Yom Sheni, he's potter, because if not, the Gemara should have said that that's what a call is coming to include. Now in the Kuntres Achroin on the Turi Evan, he says that really even Tosfos in the Maskona is maskim that Lekuli Alma, if he becomes a Chiga on Yom Sheni, he's Potter. Like the Svara Tosfos says, that since he's not Bechlal Bio, he's also not Bechlal Havo. This is like the Mashah understands in Tosfos as well, that Tosfos means to be Chayzer, and even in Rebeichanan Tosfos holds that if he becomes a Chiga on Yom Sheni, he's Potter. The Turi Evan apparently understood Tosfos differently. He understood that Tosfos l'maisa holds b'das Rabbi Yechanan that poshut b'yom rishon v'chiger b'yom sheni will remain mechuyev, and therefore the Turi Evan asks his kasha from Daf Beis. The Minchas Chinuch as well in Mitzvah Tov Peites, he quotes Tosfos as saying this, that according to Rabbi Yechanan poshut b'yom rishon v'chiger b'yom sheni is mechuyev, and the kasha of the Turi Evan remains: why did the Gemara in Daf Beis not say that this is the pshat in the Mishnah of Hakol according to Rabbi Yechanan? And the Sfasemus over here gives a teretz. He says the kasha is not shver bechlal. He says bishlama in the case of chiger b'yom rishon v'nispashet b'yom sheni. That the Gemara wanted to say is pshat in the Mishnah of Hakol Chayovin, that the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that the chiyuv could be chal even the second day. even though the first day he was potter, he was a chiger, hakol chayov and the chiv could still be chal, even in the case when he became a poshut on Yom Sheni. However, the other way around, the Sfasemba says, if he became a chayiv already on the first day, and now the second day he becomes a chiger, the nidin would be whether the chiv remains or the chiv is poka, the chiv comes off. That, the Sfasemba says, cannot be included in the lashon of hakol chayovin. Hakol chayovin could be coming to hint about a chiv being chal, but it cannot be coming to be meramis about a chiv not being poka. So that's as far as Tosfos is concerned. Now there's another very basic shayla as far as the din tashlumin, which the Turi Evan discusses earlier on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and that is that kipshutai, the din of tashlumin, is negeya both for Re'iyas Panim and for the karbonis. In other words, if someone did not come bechlal to Nazara on the first day of Yontif, he was not mekayim the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim, he has tashlumin, he could come one of the other days. And additionally, if one did come, he was mekayim Re'iyas Panim, but he did not bring a karbon, then he has tashlumin on the karbonis, he could bring the karbonis one of the other days. We don't see a chilek between tashlumin on Re'iyas Panim and tashlumin on the karbon. However, the Turi Evan, like we said on Daf Beis, he quotes a Rambam, the first Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The lashon of the Rambam is Hari'iya ha'amur b'tayra, hi she'iroi panav ba'azara b'yantif harishain shel chag. When the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim, he says the mitzvah is the first day of chag, of yantif. He does not say anything about tashlumin. Later on in Halacha Dalid, where he discusses the inyan of tashlumin, the lashon of the Rambam is Mishlo hikriv b'yantif harishain oilas ri'asai v'shalmei chagigasai. Kepshutai, the Rambam is going back on Halacha Aleph. There he said that one has to be rei upon of Bazara, and he's supposed to bring a carbon. Here in Halacha Dao, he says if one did not bring a carbon on Yontif Rishoin, hareze makrivim b'shayim oisaregel, shenema shivas yom tochag lashem, melameid shakulin ruuyin l'chagigo, v'kulam tashlumin rishoin heim. The Rambam, when he brings the din of tashlumin, he's talking about the carbonis. He said if someone did not bring the carbonis on the first day, he can bring it one of the rest of the days. And the Turi Evan is medayik, that the Rambam holds that there's no such a thing as tashlumin on Re'iyas Panim. One must come into the Azor the first day, and if he did not do so, he has no tashlumin. There's no tashlumin for Re'iyas Panim. Tashlumin is only for the Chiv Karbin. If he did not bring his Karbin the first day, then he's able to bring it one of the other days. But on the actual Re'iyas Panim, if he did not come, then he lost his mitzvah, he cannot come again one of the other days. And therefore the Turi Evan takes this step further, and he says that if one was not Re'yaponov Bazar on the first day, so Bishlam of the Chagigo, which is not dependent on Re'iyas Panim, he could come one of the other days and bring his Karban Chagigo. But as far as the Eilas Re'i is concerned, there the Torah says, V'layiro Panei Reikom, the Torah is saying that when you come to be Eilas Regel, to be Mekayim Re'iyas Panim, you should not come empty-handed, you should bring an Eilas Re'iyo. The whole carbon oilas re'iya is only a prat, it's only a chiv which is chal at the time one comes to be oil regel, at the time that he's being mekayim re'iyas ponim. So Bishma, if he did come the first day, he was mekayim re'iyas ponim, so then it was chal on him a chiv of oilas re'iya, and then he has a tashlumin on that chiv carbon. But if he was not mekayim re'iyas ponim on the first day, and he's not able to be mashlim, he's not able to be mekayim re'iyas ponim on a different day, so even if he comes, since right now he's not being mekayim the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim, he does not become a chuyv in the carbon of Oilas Re'iyo. And if so, the Turi Evan asks, Chiger b'yoyim rishon, v'nispashe b'yoyim sheni. Since, as we know, a chiger is potter from Aliyah l'regel, he's not only potter from the karbonos, he's potter from Re'iyas Panim, like the Turi Evan proves over there. And since Re'iyas Panim has no tashlumin, so even according to Rabbi Ishia, he cannot be mekayim Re'iyas Panim on the next day. And since he cannot have tashlumin on Re'iyas Panim, so Bishlam on the Chagigo, which is not dependent on Re'iyas Panim, so he has to bring the Chagigo still. Rabbi Ishia holds that even one who is a Chigar B'Yom Rishon, he's still Mechuyev in Yom Sheni. He can still have tashlumin on the Karbonos. But as far as the Eilas Re'iyah is concerned, the Eilas Re'iyah is dependent on the Re'iyas Panim. And the Re'iyas Panim has no tashlumin, so even according to Rabbi Ishia, one will not become Mechuyev in bringing the Eilas Re'iyah. So therefore the Turi Evan asks, Bishlam on Ersig Daf Tesom and Aleph, the Gemara says, Nafkamina between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Ishia, that's fine. That's as far as the Karban Chagiga is concerned. According to Rabbi Yechanan, he'll be potter from the Chagiga because Kulam Tashlumin Derishain. According to Rabbi Ishia, he'll still be Mechuyev in the Chagiga. But the Gemara and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Turi Evan asks, is referring to the Mishnah of Akol Chayavim Beri'iyah. Re'iyah in the Mishnah is either Re'iyas Panim or the Eilas Re'iyah, but it's surely not talking about the Chagiga. How could the Gemara say Hakol Chayav Meriyo according to Rabbi Ishia is coming to include Chigar B'yam Rishon V'nispasha B'yam Sheni? The Oilus Riyah is dependent on Riyah's Ponim, and the Riyah's Ponim has no Tashlumin. So even according to Rabbi Ishia, that Kulam Tashlumin Zeh L'Zeh, and not Kulam Tashlumin to Rishon, but there's no such a thing as Tashlumin B'chlal by Riyah's Ponim. And since he can't be Mekayim Riyah's Ponim, he's also not B'chuyiv in the Oilus Riyah. So how could the Gemara say that this is what Hakol is coming to include, if you hold like the Rambam, that Riyas Panim has no Din Tashlumin? This is the Turi Evans Kasha on the Rambam, and from here he proves, along with other Rais as well, not like the Shita of the Rambam, that even Riyas Panim does have Tashlumin, even if one did not come the first day of Yontif, he could come the second day, he could be Mekayim Riyas Panim, and therefore when he comes to be Mekayim Riyas Panim one of the other days, at that point he becomes Mechuyiv in the Oilus Riyah, which is dependent on the Riyas Panim. And therefore, the Gemara could say in Afkamina that if you hold like Rabbi Ishia, Chigar B'yam Rishon V'nispasha B'yam Sheni, he could be Mekayim Riyas Panim B'yam Sheni, and at the same time bring an Oilus Riyah. And that's what the Mishnah of Hakol Chayav Beriyah is coming to include. Now, there are a few points to be made here. And first is that which the Turi Evan understood, B'das HaRambam, that there's no Tashlumin to the Riyas Panim. We find some Achreinim who argue on this. The Minchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Tov Peites, Oizdalid, the Rav Sameach in the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, they both bring a Rambam which seems to be Mefurish, not like the Turi Evan. There's a Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam over there is paskening the din that one is allowed to be Mekayim Riyas Panim as many times as he wants. He only has to bring the carbon the first time. The rest of the times he's allowed to come even without a carbon. And the Lashon of the Rambam is like this: Mi Shebo Lazor B'chol Yimoy Sachag Ein Chayev Lahavi Oilu B'Yodei B'chol Eis Sheikonis. Shazesh Nemar La Yura upon a Rekom, Ene Ella Beikar Haregel Bilvad, Shehu Yam Rishain, Oita Shlume Rishain. The Rambam says only the first day, that's when the Pasuk says La Yura upon a Rekom. Either the first day, the Rambam says, or Tashlume Rishain. If he did not come the first day, then on the other day that he came as Tashlumin, that's where there's a Pasuk of La Yura upon a Rekom. This Rambam seems to say Mefurish that there is a concept of Tashlumin for Riyas Panim. This is the right that the Minchas Chinuch and the Ar Sameach bring. And the Ar Sameach uses a very strong Lashon. He says, "B'mechilas kvay teirosoi, ne'la me'er Turi Evan Lashon Rabbeinu." The Turi Evan seem to have forgotten a Mefurish Rambam, which clearly holds that there is a concept of Tashlumin for Riyas Panim. Now if we assume like the Turi Evan, and we have a way to be Madchik, the Diuk, that the Ar Sameach and the Minchas Chinuch bring, and we assume that the Rambam holds that there's no concept of Tashlumin for Riyas Panim, then the chayr the kasha is shver. How could the Gemara say chigar b'yam rishon v'nispasha b'yam sheni? That's what the Mishnah is coming to include when it says hakol chayavim b'riyo. The chayr, if one cannot be mekayim tashlumin on riyas panim, if he's not mekayim riyas panim, he also cannot bring the oilus riyo, which is dependent on the riyas panim. And the Sfas Emes on Daf Beis, as well as the Emek Brocha and others, they say mahalach to answer this kasha of the Turei Evan, and they say that this nidin, whether it's possible to have Tashlumin on Riyas Panim, is actually also tali in the Machlaikis of Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Ishia. It's tali whether the other days are begeder Tashlumin Diyam Rishon or Tashlumin Zeh L'Zeh. If you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that Kulam Tashlumin Rishon, that the Ikur Mitzvah is on the first day, and the rest of the days are begeder Tashlumin, then the Rambam understands that Tashlumin would only be for the Karbin and not for the Riyas Panim. That is because B'derach Klal we do not find the concept of Tashlumin for a Mitzvah. For a carbon, we find the concept of Tashlumin. And therefore, since we have a drosha, Lagabi the Shalmi Chagiga, which tells us the din of Tashlumin, and we learn from Chagiga to Ri'iya, then the drosha is from the carbon Chagiga to the carbon Ri'iya. It's not Mechadish to us, Lagabi the Ri'iya's Panim, that also has Tashlumin. So it will come out that Tashlumin is only in the case when one was Mekayim Ri'iya's Panim on the first day, and he already was Neschayiv in the carbon, then on the carbon, then he can have Tashlumin the rest of the days. But on the Riyas Panim itself, on that there is no Tashlumin. However, if you hold like Rabbi Ishia, that Kulam Tashlumin Zeh L'Zeh, and they're learning Kipshuti, that means that it's really not together Tashlumin. Rather, all the days are equal. You just have to be Mekayim, bring a Chagiga one of the days. Then if we learn from Chagiga to Ri'iya, then we learn not only as far as the Oilus Ri'iya, we learn as far as the Riyas Panim as well, that Riyas Panim has Tashlumin, meaning Riyas Panim could be any one of the 7 days. Since it's not together of Tashlumin, rather, it's the gather is that you could be Mekayim the mitzvah one out of the 7, that would make sense to learn to Riyas Panim as well. And therefore they say that the Rambam fits very well. The Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which is going according to Rabbi Ishia, the Gemara says according to Rabbi Ishia, Hakol is coming to include Chigar b'yam rishon v'nispasha b'yam sheni, according to Rabbi Yishia, that kulan tashlumin zeh lezeh, so even Riyas Panim would have tashlumin. So if one is a chigar b'yam rishon, and then on yam sheni he's nispashet, he could bring the carbon chagiga, and he's also mechuyev right now in Riyas Panim. Riyas Panim also has tashlumin zeh lezeh. So he's mekayim Riyas Panim, and therefore he also becomes mechuyev in the ilas Riyah. However, the Rambam who paskins the ma'aseh like Rabbi Yechanan, that kulan tashlumin de rishon, so not only does that tell us how the tashlumin works, it also tells us that there's no concept bechlal of tashlumin on Riyas Panim. Tashlumin is only for karbonis. So if one was not mekayim Riyas Panim on the first day, there's no tashlumin for Riyas Panim. Tashlumin would only be negeir for the chagiga or for the karbon oilas Riyah in the case when one was already mekayim Riyas Panim on the first day. At that moment he became mechuyev in the oilas Riyah. So then the karbon of oilas Riyah has tashlumin the rest of the days. But if one was not oil regel, he was not mekayim Riyas Panim on the first day, then the actual Riyas Panim has no tashlumin. And if he no longer could be mekayim Riyas Panim, then like the Turi Evan said, since Eilus Riyah is tully in the Riyas Panim, since he no longer has a chiyuv of Riyas Panim, he also will not get the chiyuv of Eilus Riyah. Now one final point we'll discuss on this sugya of tashlumin. The Gemara makes a special limit from a pasuk to tell us that even Shmini Atzeres has a din of tashlumin, either from Atzeres Atzeres, or from the pasuk that says, B'chidesh HaShvi'i Tachoygu Oisai, even Shmini Atzeres has tashlumin. And the pashas would be that the gather of tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres would be the same as the din tashlumin the rest of the days. In other words, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that kulam tashlumin de rishayin, so not only the first 7 days, the eighth day as well could be a tashlumin for the first day. But if one was a chigar the first day, he's potter for the rest of the 7 days, he's also potter for the eighth day. And according to Rabbi Yishiyo, that kulam tashlumin zeh lezeh, one day is not dependent on the previous day, the chiv could be chal in any day that he's roi. So pashas, the same thing would be on Shmini Atzeres, even if he was not roi for the first 7 days. And on the eighth day he would be nispashet and become roi, the chiv would be chal then, he would have to bring a chagiga on Yom Shmini. However, a number of achreinim, the Turi Evan, the Rishash, the Netziv, and we'll see also in Rishonim as well, they all have a tzad to say that the gather of tashlumin on Yom Shmini, Shmini Atzeres, is not the same as the gather of tashlumin the first 7 days. Since it's learned from two separate psukim, Yom Shmini has its own drasha, and therefore they say that possibly it has its own gather, and it's not the same as the first 7 days. The Turi Evan on the Mishnah, he's medayik in the Lashon of the Mishnah, and he wants to say a chiddush both in Shitas Rabbi Yishiya and in Shitas Rabbi Yechanan, that the gather of tashlumin on the eighth day is different than the first 7 days. The Shitas Rabbi Yishiya, that kulam tashlumin zeh lezeh, the chiv could be chal on any one of the first 7 days. However, the Turi Evan says that even Rabbi Yishiya is maskim that it cannot be chal on the eighth day. The eighth day is surely a din tashlumin, it cannot have its own chiv. And therefore, if one was a chigar for the first 7 days, and he first becomes a poshut on the eighth day, and even according to Rabbi Yishiya, the chiv will not be chal then. The pasuk of v'chagoysim oisei chag l'Hashem shivas yomim, the tashlumin for the first 7 days, that has one gedder, there the chiv could be chal, even if there was no chiv on the previous day. The pasuk which tells us tashlumin on the eighth day, that's a different gedder, that's only if one already had become a chuyiv one of the previous days, then he has tashlumin, he could still bring his carbon on the eighth day. But the chiv cannot be chal originally on the eighth day. And in Rabbi Yechanan as well, Turi Evan says, since the eighth day has its own pasuk, it's also a different gedder, and here will be the opposite. Rabbi Yechanan holds that the first 7 days, they're all tashlumin of the first day. And therefore, if one was a chigar on the first day, and then he's nispashet one of the other days, he's potter. However, when he gets to the eighth day, there the Turi Evan says, b'das Rabbi Yechanan, that the chiyuv could be chal. It's not begeder tashlumin, it has its own chiyuv. Now, that doesn't mean it has its own chiyuv, that if one already brought the carbon on the first day, he has to bring an additional chagiga on the eighth day. Surely one chagiga patters for the all 8 days. But that which Rabbi Yechanan holds, that kulam tashlumin derishon, the chiyuv could only be chal originally on the first day, legabe that, the eighth day is different, and even though the chiyuv was nachal on the first day, once it's nachal on the first day, it can't be chal the rest of the 7 days either, according to Rabbi Yechanan, but then when you get to the eighth day, it could be chal originally. So if he's nispashed by the eighth day, then he will be mechuyev in the carbon. So it will come out that the machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yishiya will be the opposite in a case where the first 7 days one was a chiger, and the eighth day he's nispashed. In that case, according to Rabbi Yishiya, the Turi Evan says he's potter, because the eighth day is only begeder tashlumin. The chiv had to have been chal one of the first 7 days. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the chiv could be chal on the eighth day, because the eighth day is not a geder of tashlumin, the ikar chiv could be chal on that day. This is the chiddush of the Turi Evan, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishai will switch their shitas legabe Yom Shmini. There it's a different geder. The Rosh Hashanah also discusses this tzad, that the geder of Tashlumin on Yom Shmini is different than the rest of the days. And the Rosh Hashanah says that Lekul Yalma, on Yom Shmini La'atzeres, everyone is maskim that it's Tashlumin and it cannot have its own chiyuv. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Yishai, if the first 7 days one was a chiger, and then he's nispashed on the 8th day, the chiyuv cannot be chal. This is a bit similar to the svar that Taisa says legabe Shvuis. Taisa says that after Yontif, the rest of the days which are chol, even Rabbi Yishai is maskim that the chiyuv cannot be chal, and the tashlumin will only be if the first day on Shavuos it was chal, then the rest of the days will be tashlumin the rishon. So too the Rosh Hashanah says legabe Shmini Atzeres, since it's not really part of Sukkis, so the chiyuv cannot be chal on Shmini Atzeres. Lekul yam it's begeder tashlumin that if the chiyuv was chal on one of the other days, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it had to have been chal on the first day. If one still did not bring the carbon by the time Shmini Atzeres comes, then he could bring it. That's begeder tashlumin. But the chiyuv cannot originally be chal on Yom Shmini La'atzeres. One can take a look at the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Mem Ches, on the Gemara that says that Shmini Atzeres is regal b'fnei atzmai. They discuss this inyan. What is the gather of Tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres? Now, we'll just discuss briefly the Brais on Amid Beis, which has a different pshat in the Pasuk, Ma'uvas La Yuchal Liskoin. The Brais says, Zeh Shabito Kriyashma Shal Shachris, or Kriyashma Shal Arvis. If one missed Kriyashma or Tfilo, this is something which is Mu'uvas Shal Yuchal Liskoin. And the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Vov asks from this, on that which Rabbi Yochanan over there is Mechadish, that Ta'ov Elo Yispal Arvis, Mispal Shachris Shtayim. If one did not daven Meir, if he could daven 2 times Shachris. Shachris Mispal Mincha Shtayim. If one missed Shachris, he could daven 2 times Mincha. And the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, even if one missed Mincha, he could even daven Maariv 2 times, even though that's a different day, there also there's Tashlumin for the Tefillah of Mincha that he missed. And the Gemara asked, how can we say that one can make up a Tefillah that he missed? Here the Braisa says, Me'uvas Shal Yuchal Liskoin, is if one missed a Tefillah, he cannot make it up. And the Gemara answered, that there's a Chilek if he missed it B'Shoigeg or B'Mezid. That which we say that there's a tefillah tashlumin to make up for a missed tefillah, that's only if he missed the b'shoigig. That which the pasuk says muvas shelo yuchal liskoin, that's if he missed the b'mezid, there's no possibility of making it up. Now there's a mashon in Eretz Sugyo which seems to disregard this gemara. The mashon asks the kasha, why did the Braisa just speak about arvis and shachris and leave out mincha? L'chayr, the same is true if one missed mincha, that's also muvas shelo yuchal liskoin. At first the mashon says that since kriyashma is shachris and arvis, so the Braisa chose to speak about Tfilah as well, Shachris and Arvis, but the same will be true by Mincha. And secondly, he says, the Braisa is telling us a Chiddush, that surely if one missed Mincha, there the only way he could be Mashlamit is by davening 2 times Ma'ariv, that's already the next day. Surely that's called Muvas Shalayu Chaliskoin, because he cannot make up for today's Tfilah. But the Braisa is telling us even a bigger Chiddush, even Ma'ariv and Shachris, where one can make it up by davening 2 times the next Tfilah, which is still the same day, that's also considered Me'uvas Shal Yuchal Liskoin. And this mashal is very difficult from the Gemara that we just quoted in Brachas. The Gemara says clearly that this Braisa of Me'uvas Shal Yuchal Liskoin, that it refers to Tfilois, that's talking about in the case where there is no Tashlumin. Like the Gemara says, that if you missed it B'mezid, then there's no way to make up the Tfilo. The Sugi in Brachas, which talks about Tashlumin, that's only in the case where he missed it B'shoigeik. And the Mashal seems to understand the Brais of Muvas Shal Yuchal Liskoin is even in a case where you could make it up, where you could daven 2 times the next Tfilah, still that's considered Muvas Shal Yuchal Liskoin. Perhaps because he lost out the special mitzvah of Tfilah Bizmano. Akopan, the Mashal seems to be difficult, he seems to have disregarded this Gemara. Now the truth is that Toysis HaRosh and Ersugi as well seems to have disregarded this Gemara in Brachis. He says over the Brais that Muvas Shal Yuchal Liskoin is one who missed out on Tfilah. And the lashon he has in the Braisa is Zeh Shabito Tfilah Shal Shachris VeTfilah Shal Arvis. And he understood it means to say that he missed both Tfilahs. And the Tosfos HaRosh says, why are we talking about a person who missed Dafka 2 Tfilahs? And he says, because if he would have only missed 1 Tfilah, he can make it up the next Tfilah. That wouldn't be Me'uvas Shal Yuchal Liskoin. He has a possibility of Tashlumin. However, if he missed already 2 Tfilahs, 2 consecutive Tfilahs, he no longer has the possibility of Tashlumin. And the Tosfos HaRosh adds, even though the Braisa is talking about Shachris and Arvis, which are not consecutive, we should have spoken about Shachris and Mincha, or Mincha and Ma'ariv. That's where the Braisa should have said that since you missed 2 consecutive Tfilos, that's Muvas Shal Yuchal Liskoin because you do not have Tashlumin. The Tosfos HaRosh says it's Lav Dafka. Be'ikar, the Braisa means to say that one who missed 2 Tfilos in a row, he's someone who is Muvas Shal Yuchal Liskoin. He doesn't have the possibility of Tashlumin. And the Tosafot Rashi points out, he says, really the Braisa is a bit difficult because the Braisa seems to put together Tefillah and Kriya Shema. And the truth is they're different. Tefillah has Tashlumin. There the only time it's Muvah Shlo Yuchal Liskoin is if one missed two consecutive Tefillahs. Kriya Shema, where there's no Musig of Tashlumin, there Akarchach the Braisa means that if one missed one or the other, not that he missed both. If one just missed one Kriya Shema, that's already Muvah Shlo Yuchal Liskoin. But Al-Kopanim, the Tosafot Rashi was trying to fit our Braisa with the concept of Tashlumin that we find in the Gemara and Brachas. And for some reason, he does not bring the Gemara. The Gemara itself asks this Kasha, and the Gemara says the Air Brace is talking about in the case where he missed it b'mezid, and Tefillas Tashlumin is only in the case when he missed it b'shoigi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.